Well, thanks again for joining us here on the Saturdays. We get a chance once again to talk some great local sporting action. Again, thanks to the folks at the Lebanon Leprechauns for joining us here this morning as well. Well, let's go ahead and begin our program talking high school baseball. In for a visit is Tigers head coach Rick Cosgray. And Coach Cosgray, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing really good, Scott. Great to be back with you.
Well, thanks for your time and joining us here on this Saturday morning. You're going to be busy coming up later today with a trip up to Twin Lakes, your old stomping ground. Let's go ahead and begin with what's going to be going on today and what time the games will be played.
There's two games prior to us playing. There's a game at 11 o'clock and 1:30, and then we play at 4 o'clock and we play Rochester, and then we will turn around and play again with a scheduled start time of 6:30. And play the host school, Twin Lakes.
Okay. So you normally play Twin Lakes, don't you, during the season, if it works out?
We have the last couple of years. We've been going up to Twin Lakes for this tournament for, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 years now, it seems like. And the first few years, we did not play them, but the last couple of years, we've been able to play them. They kind of changed the format. It used to be a consolation game after the first round and then a championship game, but they've gone to essentially just having you play two games, and there's not, per se, a championship team. So like I say, we've been scheduled to actually play them the last few seasons up there.
Again, Tigers head coach Rick Cosgray with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So, what do you hope your kids get out of this event coming up later today?
Well, you know, the mindset of going into this tournament initially was the fact of, you know, playing two games in one day. And that's kind of what the sectional format used to be. In the sectional, you would start on a Wednesday, and then you would come back on Memorial Day. And in order to have a chance of winning the sectional, you'd have to play two games on Memorial Day. The actual format has changed this year. The sectional format is two games on Wednesday, two games on Thursday, and a single game on Monday for the championship. So like I say, that was the original purpose of, you know, trying to get into this tournament late in the year to, you know, have that experience of having two games in one day. And, you know, that's kind of out the window for the format this year. But, you know, hey, it's a situation where, you know, it's good competition. For example, Rochester is 15-5 at this time, so we're going to see a quality team. And then Twin Lakes is hovering right around the 500 mark, so they'll be solid as well. So, just a really an opportunity for a tune-up to get ready for the tournament.
Are you happy with how they've changed the sectional format?
Not particularly.
Okay.
To be honest with you, the one concern that I have is that the game on Thursday will be the bye game. So you'll have Crawfordsville and Northview playing because on Thursday because they got the bye, and then the next game won't be until Monday. So in theory, the bye team could get away with pitching only one pitcher. They could pitch their number one pitcher on Thursday, have Friday, Saturday, Sunday rest, and then come back and be able to pitch on Monday. And to me, that's not what the baseball season is about. You know, there's a lot of strategy that goes into how you're going to use your pitchers. And, you know, you have to rotate guys through and so on and so forth. And then to get to the sectional and potentially only have to use one pitcher to get through two games, I just don't think that that's what the season is all about. So, but it is what it is. And, you know, we'll go over and we'll do our best. You know, in order for that to even matter for us, we got to take care of business on Wednesday against Northmont and then whoever we would happen to play on Thursday. But just in general, I am more of a fan of the format that it has been in the past.
Again, Tigers head coach Rick Cosgray along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk high school baseball. So far, it's been a successful week for the Tigers, winning two and losing one. They were able to defeat Danville in extra innings on Monday night, 4-3 on a, I think it was a walk-off home run. Tuesday night, they fell to Danville 9-4. Then last night, Lebanon was able to defeat Crawfordsville handily in six innings. That final there was 17-4. So when you look at the past week, what are the things you are happy about, or were some things that still concern you?
Well, on the happy side of things, we started off Monday at home against Danville, senior night. We were able to celebrate senior night for our five seniors, and anytime that you can get a win on that night, obviously that makes it extra special. And Logan Ellsbury, a senior, got the start for us on the mound and pitched well. And then Corbin Wells, a sophomore pitcher, came in and ended up pitching six and a third innings because the game went 10 innings. And also Corbin got a big base hit for us in the bottom of the seventh. The score was we were down 3-2. And we had Michael Richwine, a senior at third base. And Corbin got a base hit into right field. And so that tied the score at 3-3. And then, as I mentioned, the game ended up going 10 innings. And then in the bottom of the 10th, I believe there were two outs. Cannon Morton came up and hit a solo home run walk-off to get us the 4-3 victory. And, how exciting is that? The kids were absolutely thrilled and just a great way, to win on senior night. For our five seniors. So the week started off well, and then we went to Danville on Tuesday, and Caleb Linton got the start and struggled with his control and walked a few too many early in the game, and then they got a couple hits after the walks, and before you knew it, we were down 6-0. We did battle back, which was encouraging, and got it to 6-3 and had a couple opportunities with runners in scoring position, but couldn't get the big hit. And as you mentioned, we eventually fall 9-4 to Danville. And then we come back last night, and we had played Crawfordsville earlier in the year, and they put it to us pretty good, 18-3. So it was a game that we had been pointing to that, hey, when we get this opportunity again, we're on step up and show that we're better than that 18-3 defeat. And sure enough, we did. Got off to a tremendous start. Caleb Linton came back from an injury. He's been out since our very first conference series of the year against Frankfort. Hitting wise, he's been able to pitch, but he hasn't been able to hit. And he got back in the lineup last night, and his first at bat, he hit a grand slam to put us up 4-0 in the first, and then we came back and scored eight more runs in the second inning to take a 12-0 lead after two innings, and then our offense slowed down after that. We didn't score the next three innings, but in the sixth, we were able to get the bats hot again, and we scored five more runs to get us the 17 runs, and end up giving up four. Brayton Bowen, a senior for us, started against Crawfordsville and pitched well, got us deep into the game, and then Corbin Wells came in and finished it up. So, three conference games this week. Of course, always you want to win all those, but to go 2-1 this week against, solid competition. Danville's a quality team, and Crawfordsville is obviously a very quality team. They've been ranked in the top 10 all year long, and we're the conference champions. So to go 2-1 this week in conference, I feel like was a good accomplishment for our kids.
Once again, Tigers head coach Rick Cosgray along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. And our final time that we have to spend together again, the Tigers will be traveling to Crawfordsville coming up on May 25th to begin tournament play. They'll play the first game against North Montgomery, and that is set to begin at 5 o'clock. And I'm sure, much like the matchup with Crawfordsville, your kids are probably would like to have a little revenge in their mind, knowing that North Montgomery was able to get you twice during the regular season. What do your kids need to do to beat the Chargers this time around, Coach?
Well, our assumption is that we'll see Jared Kirsch, a left-handed pitcher that pitched against us last year in the sectional, and we lost 3-2. And then this year when we played over there, we actually played a doubleheader. Game one, he pitched against us again, and we were defeated 4-2. So two consecutive games that we've only been able to put up two runs. We got to find a way to be able to put up more than two runs against them. So that will be a big focus for us to get more offensive production. So that will be key, one of the keys to victory. At this point in time, we have Logan Ellsbury slated to be our starting pitcher, and he's done a nice job for us this year. So he just needs to go out and continue to execute at the level that he has been throughout the year. One of our big deficiencies this year has been making the routine play defensively. We've committed way too many errors throughout the season, so we just have to make the routine plays when they're there to be made. So put the combination of a solid pitching performance, make routine plays, and then at the plate, you know, be able to battle and scrap and figure out ways to manufacture runs and hopefully, you know, put up more than two runs. And if we do, I think that we'll give ourselves a good chance to be victorious.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Tigers baseball with Tigers head coach Rick Cosgrave, again in action later today up at Twin Lakes. And, of course, they'll be over at Crawfordsville next week for sectional baseball action. Rick, as always, great to visit with you. Thanks for your time, and good luck later today.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Again, Rick Cosgrave with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. All right, a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to high school softball. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom. Programming on Radio Mom is underwritten by Boone County.
When you think of all the things...